Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast. You are about to hear a kingdom living message from Reverend Kofi Asa of Dominion Embassy, a ministry committed to unveiling our Lord Jesus Christ and his kingdom system. Reverend Kofi Asa is also a pastor at the Prevailing Word Chapel. Please sit back and enjoy this anointed and insightful message.
Leviticus chapter 4 verse 6 is our text.
Leviticus 4:6.
And our subject is the reigning grace of our Lord Jesus. The Bible says the priest shall dip his finger in the blood and sprinkle some of the blood 7 times before the Lord in front of the veil of the sanctuary. Verse 17, then the priest shall dip his finger in the blood and sprinkle it 7 times before the Lord in front of the veil. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Right on. I want us to see a picture of Jesus as our sin offering.
As a sin
offering, Jesus' blood was sprinkled 7 times before God.
Na say Yesu, oya ye bone afarebodi no. Bible say wodini si ho na ni moja no pete ne mprenson.
Not just before God, but if you read Isaiah chapter 52, it was sprinkled over the nations of the earth.
He
sprinkled his blood over the nations of the earth. 7 times. It was to release 7 types of graces that gives us rulership, that makes us reign in life, that gives us the upper hand and the control in this life.
Nasa, emo jam prensu ya wapeti ye, eno aso jina homa yesu mu, adom ahoron suwa, ewa yama ya betumye diwi asini emu nyome nyina aso.
So there are 7 places that Jesus Christ shed blood from.
Na bebi ahoron sumbi wawa, Kristo ni mo janu epinfi hoba ye.
And today we are going to look at one such place.
Because
God wants his people, through the reigning graces of Jesus, to have control over some 7 areas of life.
Now when you come here, say, "Nema, ebe nyo tumidi ene kuko kain tumibi ewo ebebi ahuron son ewo yabrabumu."
You need an upper hand in ruling over sin.
Now we be here, say, we some we be here to say we be the boneso.
And ruling over yourself.
Now we be the one casta
so so that you have control, self control.
Say, be here, we be to me the one ye.
In ruling over sickness.
Say, we be the area so.
God wants us to rule fourthly over situations.
Now when you hear say, "Nia eba ya sunu suye be diso."
Number 5, He wants us to have the ruling graces of Jesus, so that we can rule over society.
Now when you hear say, "Sa dumu ne wo Yesu mono ye benya ama bebi dia ya wano suye be diso."
And then the 6th area of our rule, where we need the grace of Jesus, is to rule over the seasons of life.
Na dia to so sia so a onya me hwe se ye betumi edi so ye emre ene ena a e wo ya bra bo mu.
And finally, to rule over Satan.
So
these are the 7 areas that we must rule. And the 7 places that Jesus shed his blood from gives us rulership over these 7 areas of life. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Are you excited about Jesus? Because he has got grace in his life. The Bible talks about the grace of our Lord Jesus be with you. Because Jesus lived a life of grace on this earth. It is because he was full of grace and truth that he could overcome all of these seven areas of life that we must overcome. Wonderful. So I want to show you something about Jesus so that we look at him properly. Because anytime Jesus' blood is spilled blood from Gethsemane to the cross, Jesus was actually releasing grace and truth that he was full of to humanity. Can we all say grace and truth? He came full of grace. And he came full of truth or revelation. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Truth is talking about the kingdom word. It's talking about revelation and understanding that is different from the mixed one, the religious one, half truth and half falsehood that makes up religion. That those understanding, Jesus came with a pure word, with a kingdom word, with a revelation that was different from what humanity, humans in our fallen state and trying to please God, we were living our lives by. He was full of grace and he was full of truth at the same time.
Hallelujah. Yes, uba no baya no baya adum ne no kra shanema no kra anya no kra ye ni wo wiase mu se woni padre ne ne ntase ade aba na mo no kra na mo nyankopon hinie na sam no so de ba eno na na ahye yesu ma ene adum roso a na ewo ni mu to baya obeyi ye disama fa hinie no e de kra ya a eye no kra no.
Grace is undeserved favor that empowers you to rule in life. It empowers you to have the upper hand in life. It helps you to succeed where Jesus succeeded. That is why the Bible says, may his grace, may his empowerment, may his undeserved empowerment, I should say, may it be with you.
And what you know, what I say,
because you need it. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
So grace is undeserved favor that empowers you.
And it is a can't do my nipabia about what and can say about what amount to me.
And that gives you upper hand in life.
And then to me, we didn't quit what we are seeing.
Today I came to release financial grace to us.
I receive it. And then maybe yes, Christ will do my first summary dear go yes.
But grace does not work alone.
Now I do my good one and ante.
It works with revelation or truth.
Now I do my juma wa bread this some waho.
It works with the kingdom word.
Now a year juma wa bread when you coup on hine some waho.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Wherever you see grace, you must see revelation. What revelation? Revelation of Jesus. It's important that you understand this one. Because grace without revelation or truth is dangerous. It is because the devil also gives grace. But his grace doesn't have truth by it. Because he doesn't have the kingdom word. I should say he cannot speak the kingdom word. John chapter 8 verse 44 says, you are of your father the devil. That is Jesus talking to the religious people. Not talking to sinners. But talking to the Pharisees and all those people who were religious, they had a form of serving God, but not the kingdom type. He said, you are of your father, the devil. And the lust of your father you will do. He was a liar from the beginning and abode not in the truth. truth. Because there was kingdom truth in heaven. But the devil did not abide in it. He chose to fall from heaven. So Jesus says that he could not abide in the truth. And then when he speaks a lie, he speaks of his own. Lie and religion, it comes from him. Because he is a liar and the father of it. So the devil can give you grace, but he cannot speak the truth. So if you see grace and you do not see revelation of Jesus, run away from that grace. God's grace or undeserved favor, it always goes with a certain revelation or light or truth. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Some people have so much grace, so-called grace, or grace in quotes. They have so much grace that they have no regard for the truth or the revelation of Jesus. They have no regard for the kingdom word, who is Jesus. Their grace is not really the grace of our Lord Jesus. It is only the grace of our Lord Jesus that the Bible says we must lambano or receive to rule as kings in this life. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Now moving forward, I want you to know that Jesus has such a unique grace. It was a grace that was known to the church. There is a grace that must be revealed to God's people. 2 Corinthians chapter 8 verse 9. The Holy Ghost said to the church of Corinth, for you know the grace of our Lord Jesus. For you know the grace of our Lord Jesus. In the context of 2 Corinthians chapter 8, the grace mentioned there is financial grace. It is not a grace for marriage. It is not a grace for your body to be healed. When he said, you know the grace of our Lord Jesus, that though he was rich, yet for your sake he became poor. He was talking about a specific grace. In context, he was speaking about financial grace of Jesus. Not any other grace, but financial grace of Jesus. That is the grace that he told the church, that Holy Ghost bore witness to Jesus, glorified Jesus, when he said that you know his grace. The question is, do you know such a grace? Do you know Jesus? Do you know Jesus has such a financial grace that you need to rule in this life over situations and even over society? Hallelujah.
Praise God.
It was known to the churches. By one man, there was a man called Titus, who went to the churches of Macedonia and reveal to them the grace of Jesus. And he started to work the same grace, financial grace, in the church of Corinth. And Paul wrote to the church of Corinth and said that, I am encouraging Titus that as he has begun, he will finish in you this same grace also.
Now, Paul chalk on my Corinth as a finisher. Said your Titus, I shall say, was our Christo, ni sika sema dumno, or because swara, I was our dumna.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
The grace of Jesus was known right from his infancy.
Because
when he was just 2 years old, the first thing that he received The first thing that the anointing on him supernaturally attracted was to receive gold. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He got it from the treasures of some wise men who had traveled with all their riches. Because in those days, that is how they did things. When you are traveling for fear that people will come and attack your town and steal your property, you travel with everything, even including your goats and everything. Jesus received gold from the lifelong savings of wise and rich men.
Now, yesu onyansika kokofi enyansafu a omakro wo musika edebren.
He was only 2 years old.
Now, where do you fear me, Nupe?
That must tell you something about Jesus.
Well, was that before yesu hotrao?
That Jesus had a certain grace that made him attract and not repel finances.
Now, where chao say yesu adumbi wanwa na ema wa.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
May you receive that grace in the name of Jesus.
I receive it. Just
I said receive it in the name of Jesus.
I receive it. Just add domino.
We'll be back briefly to continue with the word. Dominion Embassy is a non-denominational teaching ministry, and our mission is to enable people to rule in life through acknowledging the treasure of the Lord in them. Our purpose is to teach about the treasure of the Lord, namely Jesus and His kingdom system. Our vision is to fully acknowledge the person, principles, and performance of Jesus for mankind to teach the kingdom system of God. And our strategy is to bring the kingdom message and ways of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ through practical living, teaching and preaching, literature, seminar, and audio visuals, all in the subliminal style of Jesus Christ. Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You need the truth. It's wonderful. I know a certain guy, when he was very young, by experience, somebody told him that anytime you come to my shop, people come and buy my wares. When you go, they stop. So this shop owner said to this guy, come to my shop all the time. He said, have you noticed that anytime you come, people come and buy my things? I claim that grace for myself and receive it in the name of Jesus.
I receive it in Jesus' name.
When I traveled to Singapore, I went to a group of stores on my way from training one day.
That could be your training.
There was this person who was sitting at the back, very morose and disappointed looking. This was evening, almost night. When I entered her shop, she got up, received me.
Sorry, no, what, Jimmy?
I asked whether she had some items. And we began talking. Before I could say Jack, a lot of people were entering her shop. And people began to ask her things that she forgot about me. I mean, she was not giving me any more attention. I tapped this Asian girl and told her, have you noticed that since I entered your shop, before I entered, because I passed that place and there was nobody there, in fact she was in the corner, I felt a pity for her. But as soon as I got there, I realized that people, and she could not handle the crowd which were coming. So I told her, have you noticed that since I got here, people are coming and they are buying your things. In fact, some of them, she attended to them and then they went away because I was quite nice with her. So she felt, I believe she felt that she can delay me, it doesn't matter, or whatever thing. I told her, have you noticed that thing?
Have you?
Eh? So you have to reduce your prices.
So from Krawi, they are coming with the bet. Because you soon, you are saying, now I say, what can you say, Rabban, say, what's up, and professor says,
that is the grace I'm talking about.
When you do my make a
I said that is the grace I'm talking about.
When you do my make a
I said that is the grace I'm talking
when
about.
You do my make a
grace that brings money to you and not to repel money from you.
I do my edit sika bro, never interest sika fi won che.
I'm sorry this because many years ago I asked for this grace.
Na me ka we san san fi bebre mu na me bisa sa adu mi.
So you can ask and you can receive.
I need to make me bisa na obet me.
The grace of our Lord Jesus.
Ye yera Yesu Kristo
na. At the age of 2.
En fi mi enu pe.
Wherever he walked, finances will follow. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It's wonderful. So that is something that was known about Jesus. In fact, the mother knew about this. The mother knew, as a certain mother knew about the son, that you, anytime you come to my shop, they buy my things. The mother of Jesus knew that Jesus, when he goes into a situation, he can solve it. Financial situations, he solves it. So there was a time, this was the first wedding in Cana that he attended. The first miracle, so to speak, in Cana. Jesus was invited and the people ran out of wine. The mother of Jesus went to Jesus because he saw something about his son.
Yeah.
Went to Jesus and said that they have no wine.
Na said ya papa mame ba kuna so for ka ne ba no asem so ba ne shop ayeto ade no sana na yesu mame so ni bibi fa ne ba no ho se se tibia bi kobone na ne ba ne ba mu a na nyoma yeye enti ayu fredi kan a okọ wo kenan asase so no okọ ya no ne mame hu se nyoma bi nkoye obeka kire ne ba no se me ba yesu en sana sa.
Wonderful. Mary did not expect for Jesus to do a miracle. I should say, they not expect that Jesus will turn water into wine. She didn't know. All that she knew is that if my son gets involved in these people's matter, that wine, lack of physical wine for the wedding guests to drink, that problem will be solved. Because he knew that there was something about his son. I said that there is something about our dearest Jesus. He had financial grace in his life. He knew that Jesus Christ could provide them something, wine. I mean, you could maybe give them money or get into the situation and they could have that physical miracle solved in their life and the potential embarrassment taken away from the couple.
Adiana Yesu ni mami ni mini se ni bani dia tibia bia enye bia wabe mwa odi ya no beba no be yiye ni mgosia eba waru fono suna edia fiho.
Jesus said, woman, my time has not come.
Na Yesu kacha ni mami se awo mimre nsuye.
When his time came, in a very short moment, that's how he respects time, he solved that embarrassing situation for the couple. If you have financial grace in your life, all embarrassment will be taken away from
Amen.
You. Because sometimes we get into situations that we are going to get embarrassed before people in society. The situation is saying that if the grace of Jesus doesn't enter it, we are going to feel ashamed. For you, it may not be wine for your guests. It may be paying your children's school fees. It may be educating your children to the highest level in the world. It may be any financial need that you have. I'm telling you, there was such a grace on Jesus that the mother knew, my son, there is something mysterious about him that can fix this situation and Have the people rejoicing and feeling good. May you receive the grace of our Lord Jesus.
I receive it, Jesus Christ.
May you be approached by people who are getting embarrassed.
Amen.
To say that, please help us. And you will do it in God's time. After the example of Jesus. And save our society and our people and our relatives from potential embarrassment. People knew about this financial grace of Jesus. In fact, he himself said it one time when he was declaring his mission in Luke chapter 4 verse
18.
He declared the first anointing that was upon his life. The first anointing that Jesus declared was on him was to break the back of poverty by preaching to the poor.
Now, Adoma Christo say what the Swede kind of say, or best say we're here to be, what brought Obeka when you go no cry as some natural crop.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
It takes anointing to preach to the poor. To help the poor people come out of their lack situation. And change their conditions for the better. Our Lord Jesus was full of so much financial grace that he himself said, that I came to preach the gospel to the poor. He says, I have grace for that. Because anointing is a grace. Anointing is an undeserved favor that God put upon a man undeservedly to give him an empowerment over certain situations. Jesus said that I have financial grace. And I release it by speaking it. I release it by preaching. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because I told you that grace and truth must almost always move together. Be careful about people who tell you, bring your head, let me lay hand, and you have financial anointing. Ladies and gentlemen, it doesn't come like that. How does it come? It comes the way Jesus described it. He says, I preach to the poor because the grace, my financial grace that the poor needs, the grace of our Lord Jesus that must be with you in this cursed earth, it comes when I speak something.
Na yesu katre enipa wohon se sa adum na ye didi sika samson adum ama wudiye no ebe na memu so aba wo bra maka onyankopon hene na sem no.
Because grace and truth always move together.
I hope you've been blessed by the word. In case you've not accepted Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior, kindly say this after me. Dear God, I repent towards you and sin. Come into my heart. I make you Jesus my Lord and Savior. Thank you for forgiving all my sins already, saving me from hell and accepting me into your kingdom as your royal child. In Jesus' name, amen. For this and other kingdom messages and books from Dominion Embassy, call 020-8078-535. Visit our website at www.dominionembassygh.org or our offices at Number 1 Karat Avenue, Eric Warden Street, near Zoom Lion offices, off Queen of Peace Academy, West Anaji Estate, Takoradi, Ghana. God richly bless you. Lord, I lift your name on.